We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud and Barry Cryer in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello, welcome to Just a Minute. And once again, I'm going to ask our four keen and bright panelists if they can talk for just a minute on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject which is on the card in front of me. And according to how well they do that, they will gain points or their opponents will. And we will begin the show this week with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, are you ready to start? The subject is how to celebrate. Can you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
This would depend on where you were doing it. Obviously, in Ulan Bator, you would drink the kumis, which is made from fermented mare's milk. And the population has doubled in the last year, so you can imagine the effects of that. We should all be having it here. On the Thames, of course, it's the old black pudding and...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of course.
These are parts of speech, dear. We're not going to start all that. If you're going to make that one of those evenings, we're going to be here all night. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's not going to be one of those evenings, but don't repeat, of course, again, Kenneth. Keep the subject, keep going, and you have 43 seconds starting now.
Myself, of course, I always send.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Well, he did repeat, of course.
Yes,
again.
I'm afraid this time I have to give it again.
It's going to be nasty like that. I'm going to do the rest of the evening. I'm going to do that for nothing. When do they start? Just wait till they start with their bits of rubbish they come out with and all this repetition they do. I'll just come in on everything, so don't worry yourself, mate. You're quite, you've bitten off more than you can chew, dearie.
Yes. I wasn't particularly worried. I thought I'd be rather generous to you last time.
A bit of a fool, you know.
Kenneth, I have to be fair. Derek Nimmo challenge. She gets a point for a correct challenge. She has 41 seconds to continue on how to celebrate, starting now.
Gosh, there are all sorts of ways of celebrating. What an evocative expression it is. For me, anyway. How to celebrate. What a lovely thought. Yes, now, I start off generally with a bumper.
Barry Cryer has challenged.
Creeping hesitation. It was setting in.
It was setting in,
yes.
I agree. I don't think it had actually set.
Right.
It was still wobbling a bit, like
right.
the jelly that I usually make. Barry, so I've got to be fair, and Derry gets a point for that.
Is this a new thing?
27 seconds, Derek, on how to celebrate, starting now.
What ho! I shout, and away I go with gin and whiskey and scotch and vodka and bottles of lemonade and tonic, too, because that's very important to water it down a bit, and holly and mistletoe and plum pudding.
Kenneth Williams.
There were six ands.
All right, we give it to you, Kenneth, and you have 17 seconds on how to celebrate, starting now.
Well, it's very difficult for me because I had, earlier on, quite a lot...
Derek challenge. Yes, I'm afraid, Kenneth, you do find him all different than the rest that once you've been interrupted to get going again. I do recognize that. But I have to give it back to Derek, and there are 13 seconds on how to celebrate, Derek, starting now.
Sitting one night in the Via Veneto, I saw coming towards me a beautiful maiden with dark hair and an olive skin. Let's go and celebrate, I said to her, and we wandered to...
The whistle tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking that moment gains the extra point. On this occasion, it was Derek Nimmo, so he has taken a very strong lead at the end of that round. Clement Freud, will you begin the next round? The subject is the right moment to sound my buzzer. Something we can all talk about in this show, but will you try and talk about it now for just a minute, starting now?
The right moment to sound my buzzer in just a minute would be when somebody says, of course... But, of course, as he only said it twice, it would be considered the wrong moment. But if a hesitant creep begins to deviate, then again hesitation would not apply. These are the rules which the chairman, aided and assisted by Mr. Ian Messiter, who thought of this astonishing way of wasting half an hour twice a week and even more frequently, decided in his wisdom that he would perpetrate a wholesale
Hesitation, I thought.
Yes, he couldn't think what EMS had perpetrated, so he hesitated, and Kenneth, you got in first. You have the subject, a point and 21 seconds on the right moment to sound my buzzer, starting now.
The right moment to sound my buzzer occurs endlessly, and yet, in my charitable foresight, I do not do it. Lacking that awful malice which seems to possess so many players of this game, I am chivalrous. I am charming. I just let them get away with it. Murder, you see what I mean?
And talking about getting away with it, they let you get away with it. I am 3 times. And you're now in the lead with Derek Nimmo at the end of that round. Clement Freud and Barry Cryer have yet to score. And Barry Cryer, your turn to begin. Barry, when someone scratched my new car, can you talk on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
I was intensely irritated the first time someone scratched my new car. Firstly, it wasn't itching, and secondly, I had just purchased it at great expense. And coming out of the house, I viewed an enormous laceration along the side of the near side front.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of side.
Yes.
This is but near side.
Near side. I said near side.
Near side. You see, it's one word, near side.
Thank you very much, Kenneth.
Kenneth, it's usually the chairman's job to say that, but thank you very much.
Well, I thought you were having trouble with addiction, so I was helping.
Barry, you have an incorrect challenge. You have a point. You keep the subject. There are 42 seconds on when someone scratched my new car, starting now.
This was a scar the like of which I had never seen upon the service of an automobile. I turned to my wife. Doris, I cried, which astonished the lady in question, as her name is Teresa. What?
Both rooms are charged.
Well, I mean, this is deviation. How dare he talk to his wife by a woman's other name?
But I think if you were so shattered by seeing a scratch on your new car, you might well call your wife by any name that comes
to mind. How true, O King.
Twenty-eight seconds to continue with the subject, Barry, starting now.
What is it, my love, she quoth. The car is scratched, I riposted. Never, she cried, and rushed out into the drive. The very portion of tarmac upon which she had been prosecuted for speeding only the week before. Wiping the mist for
Deviation,
how can she have been arrested for speeding in her own drive?
I didn't say arrested, I said prosecuted.
Well, how could she be prosecuted in her own drive?
No, she ran down the drive to the car, which was in the highway.
Nicholas knows.
I think it's all highly devious. Rubbish, don't you?
British rubbish.
You think it's rubbish, isn't it?
I think you created a very clear picture, in spite of his shocked state, of where the car was. Not in the drive, but in the highway.
Thank you
so
very much.
Barry, you continue with when someone scratched my new car. 10 seconds starting
May now. I say how marvellously I think you do this job?
May I say, Barry, how very well I think you're doing as well. You have 8 seconds to continue after a while. When someone scratched my car, starting now.
I viewed the offending portion of the automobile. Bobby.
Derek Nimmo.
Revolution of automobile.
Yes, I can't let that one go, Barry.
That's true.
4 seconds, Derek, on when someone scratched my new car, starting now.
When someone scratched my new car. Who buzzed?
Clement Freud did.
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed. There are 2 seconds for you. When someone starting now.
When someone scratched my new car.
Clement Freud was then speaking when the whistle went, got that extra point, and a very interesting situation. He's in 4th place, 1 point behind Barry Cryer and Kenneth Williams, equal in 2nd place, so therefore Clement must be in 3rd place. Derek Nimmo still in the lead, 1 point ahead of them.
You see why it's an interesting situation. It's just a load of marks, that's all. It's not an interesting situation, is it?
I'm trying to whip up a little enthusiasm amongst our listeners. Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is pros and cons. Would you talk about them, or on that subject, if you can, just a minute, starting now?
If you wouldn't mind, I think I'll deal with them separately and start with the last one, cons. Because, you know, you can con people in all sorts of ways. Standing in Berwick Market the other day, I saw some people playing Chase the Ace.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of people.
Yes, you did say people twice.
You can con people. I saw some people.
Thank you very much.
You heard it so well. Why didn't you buzz?
I wouldn't do that kind of thing. I've not got that sort of instinct. You know what I mean? I can't just cash in on people in that fashion.
45 seconds for you, Clement, on pros and cons, starting now.
Pros is a means of telling people...
Kenneth Williams.
Well, I mean, this was just all juddering to a halt.
Yes, so it was hesitation. And
I
you
hadn't
have a
started
point and
yet.
A correct challenge.
I hadn't got into
oh,
it.
Oh, shut your row.
He doesn't say shut your row to you when
well,
you
well, of course he doesn't. He's got, not got my vocabulary, has he?
No, you're ready, turn of phrase, Kenneth. There are 39 seconds for you to continue on pros and cons, starting now.
This, of course, is the shortening of the argument for as opposed to the one against. And it is something which is practiced regularly in the upper chamber and the lower place in the Palace of Westminster, where my friend sits quite regularly. He's always there bobbing up and down trying to catch the eye of the speaker. This is one of his usual...
Derek Nimmo.
Hesitation.
Yes, yes, he didn't catch the eye that time. There are 14 seconds on pros and cons, Derek, starting now.
Every morning one is faced with pros and cons. Should one go out with one's wedding boots on and one's raincoat? No, I say, because the sun is shining brightly from a blue sky. But then again, a little bit later on, the rain might be shattered on.
Once again, Derek Nimmo was speaking when the whistle went, got that extra point, and he is now in the lead at the end of the round. Kenneth, the subject is Venetian doges. Can you talk about them? I'm sure Ian Messer, knowing your interest in history, has thought of this specially for you. You have just a minute, starting now.
These were elected dukes to rule the oligarchy of Venice until about 1300, when it became the Council of Ten. One of the most important of the doges was unquestionably Danieli. I stayed in the palazzo, which is named after him and has a magnificent ceiling, which is painted by Titian, and I sat under it listening to a very eminent Venetian gentleman explaining to me about the erection of the place on wooden piles. I didn't know that's how Venice was supported. He said, oh yes, you see, these refugees come to flee from the barbarians and stuck these coals up in the water on which they built their houses and became the absolute queen of the sea. I said, never! He said, yes! All the way because of the overland route through the caravans via Istanbul, bringing all those spices and rare juices and unguents.
Clement Freud's challenge.
Deviation. He's got a very long way away from Venetian doges.
But they were bringing all these rare spices and juices to the Venetian doges, as far as I could see. Oh. And I think he's only got 1 second left. We'll be generous and let him continue for 1 second on the subject with which he started, starting now.
The doges of Venice was...
when the whistle went, got the extra point, and while we were a little generous on the challenge, he has now taken the lead with Derek Nimmo at the end of the round. And Clement Freud, your turn to begin. The subject, nodding through.
What?
Nodding through.
Nodding?
Nodding, yes, that's what Ian Messer thought of. Nodding. Nodding, N-O-D-D-I-N-G, through. Just a minute, if you can, starting now.
What may well be my problem is that I keep nodding through subjects like Venetian doges, on which I actually wanted to speak because I was once asked to do a commercial about doges food from Venice.
Repetition doges.
Yes, because that's not the subject on the card. Nodding through is the subject on the card, not yes, Venetian doges. So you repeated it. Derek got in first. 45 seconds on nodding through. Derek started.
What a lovely title for a song. We'll go nodding through. Don't know where. Don't. Nowhere.
Repetition of don't, yes. But more was coming.
But you got there before he did, so you have 40 seconds on nodding through, Clement, starting now.
Nodding through is a very odd parliamentary practice. And what happens is that if somebody at Westminster is too ill to go through a division lobby but finds himself in the confines of the palace, the chief whip whether he be conservative, Labour, or Liberal, is allowed to go up to the person keeping a record and nod the person through, whereby his name is added to a list and the party which he represents is credited with an extra vote. It's a very strange and odd thing. People have done it when they've...
Derek Nimmo,
odd.
Hmm?
Odd practice, odd.
Yes,
thing.
The odd thing and the odd practice.
It's a very little word.
A very significant and potent word, and 5 seconds left for nodding through with Derek starting now.
And the Unionist Party also has a whip, and I'm very sorry.
Clement Freud, challenge.
Deviation, they don't have a whip.
You get a point for a correct challenge. You take over the subject. There are 3 seconds for you on nodding through starting now.
The speaker rises in his chair, says...
Barry, we're back with you to start. The subject is getting away with it. Can you talk on that for just a minute, starting now?
The very expression, getting away with it, prompts in my mind feelings of guilt. One has memories of occasions when I personally would admit to things having been...
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
Why does he keep looking on the floor and looking away? Talking to the microphone, why does he keep looking away?
He's just showing how his sense of one-upmanship...
I thought he was cheating. I thought he was deviating. I thought he wasn't playing the game properly by speaking directly into the microphone, as I always do.
Except for the 150 times in every show you turn and face the audience and speak to them.
Ah, oh, well, that's because I've got chums out there.
The whole audience, in fact.
Well, this is victimisation. I don't think I can go on.
No, I disagree with his challenge.
My flow's gone now. I mean, I just can't continue.
I didn't know you brought it with you. Barry, you have a point for an incorrect challenge. You have 47 seconds on getting away with it starting now.
The essence of getting away with it is to create the illusion, the...
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
He was speaking into the microphone.
A good challenge, but incorrect. 43 seconds on getting away with it, Barry, starting now.
Getting away with it can, in fact, be extremely difficult when looking ahead, speaking into microphones and seeing one's two opponents across the stage. One's two protagonists. I hesitated because I realised I'd repeated myself thereby. Yeah, yeah, whatever he says is right.
Yes. Yeah. Well, what is the challenge, Clement?
Just whatever, and I'm right.
He didn't repeat whatever.
No, ones, and he hesitated.
No, he didn't repeat ones.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Oh, you see, I heard twos. And two protagonists. Ah, there are 32 seconds for you, Clement, on getting away with it starting now.
Getting away with it is something you achieve when nobody catches you performing the act which you wanted to carry out and not be caught.
And Kenneth Williams is
I thought it was a hesitation, the whole thing.
Now, you just got Barry there for talking about one-upmanship. Now, you were doing it very definitely to Clement there, and that's by the
way... What business have you got looking at what I'm doing? Why don't you mind your own business and share the game instead of peeking round the corner and...
I have to listen to every...
I've never seen luck. I've got eyes at the back of the head, have I, or something?
You're going to get the point, but I have to listen to every word you say as well as watch you all, because I must explain to the listeners that the reason the audience in the studio were laughing is because you were tickling Clement Freud up the spine while he was trying to speak. Try to keep going in just a minute under those circumstances with Kenneth Williams, of all people, tickling you up the spine, is extremely difficult. But Kenneth, he did hesitate, and he hasn't complained, so I give you a point and the subject, and there are 19 seconds on getting away with it, which you've just done.
That's what he was, isn't
it? Starting now. Sorry, did we miss a good point there, Clem?
No, I just wondered what he was tickling me up the spine.
We'll leave that to your imagination, because I don't want to get any deeper. 19 seconds, starting now.
Who's got 19 seconds?
Kenneth Williams. I just said that you'd got away with it, and now you have the subject of getting away with it. 19 seconds, starting now.
I buzzed. I buzzed.
Oh, I know, but you asked a question. We're going back to the 19 seconds. What?
Oh, I don't know
my little light went
all
on.
Right then. All right then, the audience think that you should have it because Kenneth didn't start when I told him to start, and they feel that it was well established he should have started. So, Derek, you have a point for a correct challenge, and you now have 16 seconds on getting away with it starting now.
Getting away with anything in this program is frightfully difficult because all the time you're being harassed and barracked by the other people that play the game, and it's absolutely monstrous. We come here week after 7 days, and all the time buzzing away. Oh, Parsons, there's no authority at all.
Derek Nimmo, I managed very after to get him worked up into a passion, so he gave tremendous value to you then. And kept going till the whistle went. He's increased his lead at the end of that round. And Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject, breakfast. Will you talk about it for just a minute, if you can, starting now?
Kedgeree and lovely croissant. And sometimes for one's petit déjeuner. Oh, I could repeat a breakfast. Yes, I can. I have done. That's all right. Fine. I'll stay with it. And white crispies. I like those so much, don't you? And a mango. Very good. Chilled from the refrigerator. Scoop it out. Whack it in your own mouth. Lovely. Try it sometime.
Clement Freud.
Repetition of lovely.
Yes.
Absolutely right.
Yes.
Well, listen.
And 37 seconds on breakfast with you, Clement, starting now.
Breakfast is the first meal of the day, which I always start with coffee, followed by toast, buns, butter, marmalade, but occasionally jam, and then ham, eggs, bacon, sausages, kidney, mushrooms, rolled tomatoes, kedgeree, which I'm really tremendously keen on, because rice and pheasant, especially elderly bird, flaked into a white sauce, and then mixed with a mixture as before, and taken in huge forkfuls and shoveled down your gullet, waiting to stave off hunger.
Well, after that breakfast of Clement Freud, you're either feeling very hungry or quite sick. But he did keep going on breakfast until the whistle went, gained the extra point. He's moved forward, so it's still quite even. We now come up to the final round with Kenneth. Your turn to begin. The subject is a probability. Would you talk on that unusual subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, the probability is that which is likely to happen but is not provable. The likelihood of... Hood, I said, you great fool. Likelihood.
What? Nimmo, what was your challenge?
Well, it was likely, but it took a long time before he got to the hood. I'm that buzz.
Well, it was an incorrect challenge.
Thank you. A very good chairman. Nice fellow.
52 seconds, Kenneth, on probability starting
you
now.
You might get away with it in the ladies' powder room at Port Said, but the hotel, say, Clarige, would obviously object. They'd say, what was you up to that is within the bounds of probability? And you say, no, it's just the way my coat was done up. But, of course, you might not always find such liberality in pro-fascistic regimes. They take a very different view, and you've only got to hold out your stiletto, and it's regarded as a tantamount, I think.
Clement Freud.
Hesitation.
Yes, a tantamount. There are 18 seconds on probability with you, Clement, starting now.
The probability is that if you go to Portugal, especially Madrid, which is in Spain, and from there board an aeroplane for the capital city, the probability, I think I should have mentioned earlier, that you will meet a stewardess who says, fasten your...
Clement Freud, speaking when the whistle went, got the extra point. I told you a little while ago this would have to be the last round. So now I will give you the final score. Barry Cryer, returning after some absence, did...
Remained absent.
Yes, no, you did very well, Barry. You got quite a lot of points. But you still finished, I'm afraid, in fourth place. Because yes. A lot of points were scored in this particular game. Kenneth Williams, for instance, got 10 points, and he was in third place. And Derek Nimmo was in second place, and he was 1 point behind this week's winner, who was Clement Freud. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute is Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.